How you doing, Dave? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Nun Hey, Daf 55. Misach the Bava Mitzia. Friends, your friends. Today is probably going to be a shorter Daf because A, we're starting at the Mishnah, kind of in the middle of the Amud of Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and I think we'll probably stop at the Mishnah, kind of towards the top of Nun Hey Amud Beis, which I guess means that tomorrow's going to be a little bit longer. But there isn't like really a great stopping point after that. So I think we'll probably just do like a longer daf tomorrow. Anyways, so I think today might be a little bit shorter, which would that would be kind of nice, right? I feel like 50 plus minute dafs have been like the norm recently, which is crazy. But that's Bava Metzia. And that's why we love it. Let's go back then. All right, we're going to start in Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Ha'onah, ha'bo'ah, kesef. Okay, as we know, onah is, you know, if you have a dinar, which is 24 ma'az of kesef. So 4 of 24 is a sixth, which of course is onah, so a sixth. Ve'atayna, shtei kesef, ha'idah, shavet, pruta. So, if you have a mode of a mitzvah, so there's a minimum that, you know, if you take somebody to court, you know, Shimon takes Reuben to court for a minimum of two kesefs, two ma'as. And then Reuben is, you know, either admits, he says, no, you only lent me a pruta, or he says, you know, you lent me two kesef minus a pruta, you know, it's a little bit less, whatever it is. So that would be modeh b'miktsas. Okay. Chomish pruta saying, there are five examples of something that where a pruta is significant. Ha'udah shoveh pruta, as we just said, by modeh b'miktsas, minimum of a, he admits a pruta. Ve'isha miskadeshes b'shoveh pruta, as we know from Masech Kiddushin, that kiddushin is with at least a minimum of a pruta. Ve'anene b'shavet pruta mina hekdish mo'ah. And somebody who gets a shavet pruta's worth of benefit from hekdish me'ila. Ve'amotze shavet pruta chayv lahachris. Somebody who finds a shavet pruta has to hashavas aveda. He has to announce it. Ve'agozol es chaveru shavet pruta v'nishbalo. And somebody who steals a shavet pruta from his friend and swears that he did not steal it, and then subsequently admits it, he must return it to the victim. Yolichenu achor v'afilu l'modai. He needs to, you know, get it back to that fellow, even if he's in all the way in modai. Says the Gemara. Tanina chad ezimna. Oh, one second. We already learned about Ono'o. Where did we learn about Ono'o? Who could tell me what daf? Daf mem tes. The Mishnah mem tes. Ha'unah, I bought a kesef. Mesim ba'a bought a kesef. L'sel l'shtus l'mekach. No. Ha'unah, I bought a kesef. We're saying this. We said this already. 6 days ago. Ho ho. Tani l'chad is no. Ha'unah, I bought a kesef. Mesim ba'a bought a kesef. L'sel l'shtus l'mekach. Ho ho. Poshe quoted the Mishnah verbatim from Daf mem tes. Omud beis. Ha'atayin ishtei kesef. Va'idah shav puta is tuichale. Well, ein achinami. It's very very sharp, very attentive to point out that we already had this Mishnah. Pat on the back. But the Chiddush over here, the reason why we mentioned it is because really the Chiddush was not to teach us that Onah is a sixth, but rather Hatayna Yishtei Kesef, to say that the minimum mixas, it has to be a claim of two kesefs, ba'odah shavet pruta, and you admit a shavet pruta, it's trichle, that is why, so because we want to teach about that, ba'modem mixas, that's why we mentioned ona'a again. Onami tanina. But the truth is that we already learned about modem mixas in Masechta Shavuos. Cheva, we're going to learn, we're getting close to everything, Cheva. You know, the atlat, one step at a time, we are marching through Shas. We're already more than halfway through. We are also now just nearly halfway through Masechet Bava Metzia, then Bava Basra, Sanhedrin, Makis, and then Shavuos. Not that far away. Far away, but only a few Masechet is out. One by one, we are going to get everywhere to all four corners of Shas. So Nami Tanina is also Mishnah Masechta Shavuos, Shavuos Adayonin, that when it comes to an oath in court, Hatainish Tekesev Aodah Shavuputa. So explain, Modim Mitzas is in a claim of two kesef, and you admit to pruta. So Seif Etzdrich Le Diketoni Chomish Pruta saying, okay, you're right, we already taught Ona, we already taught Modim Mitzas. But then it talks about the five prutas, Kiddushin, and whatever those other things, and Me'ila, and three others. So because we wanted to teach about those five prutas, that's why it also mentioned the Ono and Oichit Modem Miktsas. Okay, fine. But the real Chiddush was for the five, that I wanted to teach was about the five prutas. Chomish prutas, hein v'chule. So we said that there are five prutas. V'lesne nami ha'ono'a pruta. Why don't we also teach in the Mishnah that one of the ona'as is one of the prutas is ona'a. That if something costs six prutas and, you know, you pay seven prutas for it, so then that's ona'a. Amar Rav Kahana. So Sumer says, ona'a l'prutas. So Rav Kahana says, well, you see, there's no ona'a when it comes to prutas. It has to be at least kesef. What does Rashi say? There's no ona'a for anything less than an iser. An iser is sort of the smallest denomination of silver, right? We said isers, then pundions, then ma'as, then dinars, then shekels, then sellas. I don't think I skipped anything. Rav Kahana is also merits that this says in ona'a lefrutis, that there's no ona'a when it comes to prutas. It has to be silver. Prutas are copper. Ona'a has to be silver. It has to be at least an iser. V'levi ami yesh ona'a leprutis. And Levi says that the taka are, that ona'a is applicable for prutas. V'chin tanu Levi masnise, and Levi taka taught in his collection of brises. Chomish prutis, saying that there are five prutas. Ona'a pruta, ha-ha! That ona'a, and ona'a of a pruta, is ona'a. V'odo'a pruta, as well as modem mixas is by pruta, v'kidushe isha bepruta, and oichit kidushe isha, kidushin is bepruta, v'gezel bepruta, right? A person who steals and then denies it, that's oichit a pruta. Wait one second. Yeah, exactly. Rashi says, v'gezel pruta l'chayv akor bin shavua, im nishba l'shakar l'licho achayv, exactly. If he steals and then he swears that he didn't, so then he has to Korban Shavuah. I think that's in Oshem Gezelos, right? And he's got to return it, even to Madai. Okay, fine. V'yishiva sadayonin bepruta. And also, in order to be able to go to Beis Din, so then it has, right, you can go to Bezin even for a pruta, right? Rashi says, V'shiva sadayonim pruta, l'mishe yesh lo edim, o shechayim mod v'docheim l'shalim, yesh v'adayonim v'yachufu also, right? That even if somebody's owed just a pruta, that's enough for Bezin to adjudicate. So, our Mishnah mentioned five prutas. Levi, in his collection of brises, mentioned five prutas. There were some differences, right? Levi mentioned yeshiva sadayonim. That was not in our Mishnah. Levi mentioned ona'a, which is not in our Mishnah. What was in our Mishnah that wasn't in Levi's brises? Me'ila. Hashava Saveda. So, v'tani dida my time lo katon yeshiva sadayon. And how come our Mishnah doesn't mention the yeshiva sadayon? Well, tana le gezel. Well, our Mishnah mentioned gezel. So, already our Mishnah was sort of covering its basis for monetary matters. Umilo tani gezel katoni aveda, but yeah, come on, you can't tell me that, well, we already mentioned gezel, therefore we're not talking about other monetary matters. Well, you mentioned hashavas aveda, that's also monetary. So hanech etzrichale, we needed both, because gezel, hagozom lechaveru shove pruto, v'nishbalo, yolichenu achorv, v'afilu lemodai. Well, the chiddush of gezel was that To teach us that if you steal a pruta, you even have to, and you swear that you didn't, And then you admit it, so you have to get it back to the person, even if it means going all the way to Madais, who's teaching us that. And Aveda, what it had to teach us about Aveda is Amotze Aveda Shavaputa Chayiv La'achris V'afogab Dizol. That somebody who finds something that is Shavu Pruta, but then it decreases in value, so it's no longer Shavu Pruta, you still have to announce it. So there were two chiddushes, the chiddush by Shavu Aveda for something that went down in value, and by when you steal something, you have to go back, chase after him after Mada, even just for a Pruta. So those things were, so the Mishnah had to teach both of those. V'levi, my time lotani Aveda, how come Levi didn't mention Shavu Aveda? Bipruta, Tana Legezel, because well he already mentioned theft. We look at Tana Gezel, Katani Yeshiva Sadayonin, yeah, but just because he mentioned theft and he also mentioned the Yeshiva Sadayonin. So don't tell me that just because you mentioned theft, it covers all monetary things. After all, it also mentions Yeshiva Sadayonin, so why not also mention Ashava Saveda? Yeshiva Sadayonin, it's Tzrichale, what we needed to teach Yeshiva Sadayonin, the Afukim Dev Katina, to the exclusion of Katina, the Amr of Katina, Bezdin Kokin Afilu Lepochus Mishvei Pruta. The Rav Katina says that Bezdin will adjudicate even for less than a Shava Pruta. So Levi is saying that it has to be at least a Pruta. V'Levi, my time lo katoni hekdish. Why didn't Levi mention Me'ila? Our Mishnah mentions Me'ila. Why didn't Levi mention it? B'chulin kamari b'kachim lo kamari. Because Levi is talking about chulin. He wasn't talking about kachim, so therefore he left out Me'ila. So our Mishnah, where it's talking about Kodshim, it's talking about Me'ila, so Nisni Meiser B'Pruta, so also mention that Meiser Sheni, when you're Poda Meiser Sheni, it's a minimum of a Pruta. So Commander Omer Ein B'Chumsho Pruta. Well, it's like the opinion that we saw, I believe, 2 days ago, I think, that Meiser Sheni, actually, you only Poda if it's more than a Pruta, if it's four Prutas, where the Chomesh will be a Pruta. So the Chomesh needs to be a Pruta. Not just the Meister Sheni. V'lesni Chomesh Meister B'Pruta. Okay, so mention that the Chomesh of Meister Sheni is something that needs to be a Pruta. B'karno kamay v'chomesh lo kamay. Yeah, but we're talking about principal amounts. We're not talking about Chomesh amounts. Okay. Gufo, we said earlier, Amr of Katino. It says of Katino, Bezdin is kokin afilu l'pochus mishvei Pruta. That Bezdin will adjourn, there of Katino says that Bezdin will adjourn even for less then a Shvei Pruta. Mosiv Rovit. Rav asked the Kasha, Ve'esa Shechoto min HaKodesh Yishalim. The Rabbos Pochus Mishvei Pruta Le'eshavim. The Kodesh Yenav Alehejit Lo. Right, so again, so it says, Ve'esa Shechoto min HaKodesh Yishalim. So by Hekdish, so it says Ve'es, and that's the Rabbos Pochus Mishvei Pruta, that by Hekdish, even if it's less than a Shvei Pruta, you return it, you pay for it. So the ishavon that you return it. So the kodesh in aval hejit lo. That's only for hektish, but not for regular matters. You wouldn't adjourn. The bezin wouldn't adjourn for less than a shvei pruta for non-hektish matters. So elo iitmar chiitmar. Rather, if you can state it like this, Amar of Katina says of Katina im huskiku bezdin the shvei pruta. Look, if it was worth the shvei pruta when bezdin adjourned, so gomrin. So then we would complete the case. Even the Fochus Mishvei Pruta, even if it went down in value, henceforth, I don't know, since then, and now it's less than Shavu Pruta, still you're going to complete what you started. Tchilas Adin Bo'in Pruta, Gmaidin Lo Bo'in Pruta, we need a Pruta at the beginning of the Din, but not at the end. If it decreases in value, that's okay, even though it's less currently than a Shavu Pruta, you would nonetheless finish the case. However, we're going to stop here. Just because if we start, tomorrow we'll start with the next Mishnah, because once we start the Gemara, there isn't really a great stopping point until the next Mishnah on Nuvav Mud Aleph. I think the other option is we could just do that. Honestly, it's a matter of, do we do a Daf and Af tomorrow, or do we do a Daf and Af today? I don't know. Let's just do a Daf and Af tomorrow, I guess. Peace.